Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. Thank you so much. Wow, I've been to Klan rallies, I guess, because if you listen to Ilhan Omar, Trump campaign rallies are like the Stop the Steal and all this stuff. We are all kinds of stuff. I mean, we're called everything under the sun, but Trump calls us Americans. Isn't that interesting? Conspiracy theorists, whatever you want to call us, you know. We're lunatics because, you know, Nicole Wallace. The left only interviews lunatics. So I'm going to interview her. That way I can say, yeah, you said on MSDNC that the right-wing media only interviews lunatics, so you must be one because I'm interviewing you. Yeah, Joe Biden is already, like, coming out, like he's president, like he's making, this is how bad it is. You know, Thanksgiving, you shouldn't have more than 5 people, and with 10 people max, you should be social distancing. I'm going to have 5,000 people on my damn Thanksgiving, all right? We're going to do whatever we want to. If you're not feeling good, you stay home, period. You would do that in 19, and 18, and 17, and 85. If you didn't feel good, you'd stay home. We were so sick last year that we didn't go for Christmas. Call common sense. This is before COVID hit. We believe we had it. It's funny how there's no one at D.C. There's no Trump supporters. There's no one at this million-man mega march until Antifa shows up and Black Lives Matter starts rioting, punching and kicking and throwing havoc and throwing fireworks at outside diners and punching people, you know, peaceful protesters they are. You know, where's Captain Unite America and Healing, you know? Where are those two? The Washington, D.C. superhero duo of Captain Unite America and Healing, where are those two? Because all these magazines that are President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, Unite America. Well, where are they? Where were they? Where were they? They weren't in D.C. They weren't calling out that violence. Because if they call out the violence, then they would be calling out their people as doing it, not saying it's Trump supporters. I mean, they try to... So many double standards. I'll get into so much. You know, Gavin Newsom has 3 studies from France and Germany and Saudi Arabia relating to curfews, and should we have them? I want to try to share a video where a lady looked at one of these AstraZeneca containers and looked up what some of this stuff is in these vaccines. They basically want to manipulate your DNA. And I talked to a military guy that said that his dad was in the military back in the day and got vaccinated, and he's been tested ever since for what, he has no idea, but he's been, and he believes that something they gave his dad, they're wanting to see how it's changed him or affected him or messed with his DNA and stuff. The District of Columbia is a federal district because it's basically was supposed to be designed as a place for the congressmen and senators to go and do work, not to be a state or anything. And for the mayor to let that stuff get out of control in her streets, you know, something needs to happen with that. I mean, we can't be tolerating this stuff. But, you know, but then again, where was Captain Unite America and Healing? Where were those two people that are going to magically unite America? They had 4 years to try to do it. They had 96 days with all those riots going, and they never condemned them. Kelly Ward, chairman of the Republican Party of Arizona, assured Arizonians that the election is far from over because there's so many people outraged. There's so much evidence of voter fraud. I want to get into that and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. You know, do this Thanksgiving and Christmas the way you want to. The politicians are going to. You're going to find out 3 weeks later that, oh, they had big galas and they did all this stuff and they didn't. If you're not feeling good, stay home. Use common sense like you would any other Thanksgiving or any other Christmas. If you think you got the flu or the cold, stay home. But, I mean, this stuff is, no one's buying this crap. Olan Omar calls Trump campaign rallies and all this stuff Klan rallies. Has she been to one of those? See, but that's the thing. The far left that listened to her will believe that. They'll believe it. They will believe that no matter what. They don't. So what? You know, it's like there are people that still believe the Russia collusion. Pardon me. They believe it. Did Russia collude with? No, there's no evidence of it. Well, yeah, there's a Hillary Clinton paid for a steel dossier, but that's about it. But there's no, but Russia never colluded to help Trump win the election. And I truly believe that this is going to get overturned. They have massive amounts of evidence. Now, remember, it took like 3 weeks or so for them to go into Florida, just to figure out Florida. This is Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan. And with this voter system, with this Dominion and Smartmatic, this is huge. This is going to take time, folks. Settle down, grasshoppers. Let the process work. But I guess I've been to Klan rallies because I've been to these Stop the Steal ones. And Mark Zuckerberg testified that he took those Stop the Steal pages down because, you know, it's gonna have civil unrest and to stop civil unrest and violence and all this. Yeah, when we're the peaceful protesters and the people that shoot and stab and all that stuff, that's Antifa. Yeah, it gets violent on our end when we fight back. But hey, it's called self-defense. But don't forget this, folks. 1 Peter 1:24. As the scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in the field. The grass withers and the flowers fade. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. And, you know, we're the peaceful ones. We only get aggressive when people threaten us. If someone gets in your personal space, you're going to get a little annoyed. I don't care if they're, even if it's a guy trying to sell you some super orange concentrated cleaner. Yo, I know you're in my space. You know, we have personal space. It has nothing to do with safe space or anything. If someone gets within 6 inches of you and tries to sell you something, just step back. When people get in our face and people start threatening us, we have to fight back. You know, that got Stop the Steal rally I was at too in Indianapolis. And it was cold and rainy, but we still got about 150 people there. We're not backing down. There's so many unanswered questions that we don't have. Why did they? And I know why they stopped counting. They stopped counting because they were needing to figure out how much votes they needed to flip. It's amazing how Trump's up in Wisconsin and Michigan and North Carolina and there was all these states, and all of a sudden, bam, come morning, magically they found all these votes to give Biden just enough lead. like I've said on this program many times, that they say he got like 78 million votes. Why didn't he flip one House seat? They should have gained House and Senate seats if they got that many votes. Trump did. Here's my point. Because the people that were filling out the ballots are too stupid to put straight ticket. They just filled out Biden, Biden, Biden. They didn't think to, if they would have selected that, the straight ticket, it would have been less obvious and they could have gotten away with it. But I've been thinking about this and it's been going back in my brains. I sometimes wonder if they did this on purpose in this way. This is just me thinking, and I hate when I think because usually I'm right. But here's the thing. If this, when this gets overturned, these people that still think Russia colluded in 16 and Hillary Clinton was robbed of the election and all this, those people are going to think that Joe Biden won a free and fair election and it's getting stolen by Trump and his cronies. Because no matter what evidence you throw in front of them, they're not going to believe this coalition. They're not going to believe that there was a machine with software that was designed to flip votes. And what it was designed to do is it would flip votes as it needed so that, okay, we need this many, and it would flip these votes. It had an algorithm. The thing you don't realize is if Trump doesn't win this, Biden gets in, game, set, match. If Trump gets in, hey, these people are going to start rioting and destroying buildings and stores and looting. Hey, this is Trump's America. You know, good old Captain United American Healing, where were they in D.C. when people were rioting and doing destructive stuff? Where were they? Where were they condoning that? They didn't condone it. They've had 4 years to condone all these Black Lives Matter and these Antifa and these woke cities where people took over and looted. They didn't do it. Martin Luther King did more for this country, and that guy wasn't a politician. So if he can do it, anyone can do it. The people in their own communities can do it. But Joe's coming out here like he's president-elect, like, I'm the president, and this is what you need to do. None of these politicians are following any of your bullcrap, okay? They're not doing it. All these politicians are getting caught doing whatever they want to, but they're telling us to do something else. Sort of like the French Revolution. Okay, we're starving, and they're living like high on the hog. Wait a minute. If you're living high on the hog, I want to live high in the hog, too. If you're not going to follow the... If you're going to... Well, just look at Obamacare. We're all exempt from it. It's so wonderful. This Affordable Care Act is so great, then why didn't the politicians get first dibs? Why are they exempt from the very law that they created? If it's so great, they should get first dibs. Obama should have been on Obamacare. His namesake law, and he didn't even use it. The heck, you have Hannity, and you have people coming on Rush Limbaugh, and a lot of these people saying that I'll do all these therapeutics before I'll do the vaccine. Because there's so many different ways to fight COVID now. Joe Biden says, 5 people, maximum of 10, with social distancing and wearing masks. Okay, there, Biden. I'm just going to do what Governor Whitmer would do, the exact opposite of what she tells her people. Can't go out on the boat, can't do this, can't do that, and then gets caught doing it all. That's what people are tired of. But the problem you have is, how do you get to those people that no matter what you show them, they're never going to believe it? That's the number one question I have. Like, when you, if they can prove that this voting software was flipping votes to guarantee Biden won the election, what would it take for a liberal to see that this was rigged so Joe Biden could win. And he didn't win because people voted for him. He won by an election machine software. So the majority of Americans didn't actually vote for him. What will it take for them to believe that? That's the question I keep asking myself. Because let's say this gets overturned and Trump gets what, you're still going to have thousands of people that are furious because just like they believe Russia colluded with Trump to help him win 2016, they're not going to believe this election fraud, no matter what you show them. Even though Sidney Powell, they have tons of evidence. My wife is telling me, my producer, about one of the news organizations said that they've got Trump's attorneys' names and addresses, and they're going to release them if they don't cut these lawsuits. And they're losing lawsuits that are legal. That, like, okay, you can't legally do this, but they're like, I don't know how you say that, they're like, trying to think of the word. Like when they're like, they bring this case up because this is what happened, and they're shutting it down. I mean, eventually it's just gonna say, hey, this is, you know, they're gonna have to find a court with judges that are real, not these Obama-appointed progressive socialist liberals that I don't care what evidence you put in front of them, they're not gonna see it, they're not gonna hear it. This proves that they were not allowed to. I don't care. I'm throwing it out. Sorry. Case getting thrown out. We're not going to hear it. I don't care. If you can prove that a million people voted and it's going to overturn that state, I don't care. I'm not going to hear it. No. And it's just, I mean, because some of the stuff Pennsylvania did was illegal and their Supreme Court still allowed it. But it's amazing how, like, I've showed that, and I've had, like, 60 people watch the video, where it has, like, a bunch of affiliates all across the U.S., from CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, that all read the exact same script word for word. And they're pushing this narrative because everyone is leaving in massive, massive waves. All this state-run media, from local affiliates to the national networks. So, like, Nicole Wallace from MSDNC, she is quoted as saying, right-wing media pushing alternative reality, interviewing lunatics. So I guess we're lunatics because we think for ourselves, you know, because my wife, you know, like Hillary Clinton said, my wife can't think for herself, you know, she has to have me to tell her how to think. People are tired of this fake bullcrap, this. Every time you turn around, it's racism. Racism. It's all about, you know, we're all racist on the from the left until we. But then, if a black guy ran for president as a Republican, how could they call it? I don't know what they'd do because we're not, you know, we're racist. But if we support Herman Cain, they don't even answer that. Oh, he's an Uncle Tom. It's just ridiculous. I mean, people are fed up. I mean, you have the CEO of Facebook. If you didn't, you need to listen to the hearings. He was asked, Mark Zuckerberg, about Sentra. I can probably look into it and get back, but I have no idea what Sentra is. I don't know. It's a internal tool that Facebook uses that tracks the user on every. That's why if you ever sit there and you're talking on your phone, you're not even on, you're saying stuff, and all of a sudden, or you look up something on your phone, and all of a sudden on Google, on every platform you go, anything you go on the internet, all of a sudden you start to see all the stuff that you were searching on eBay. Because all of a sudden, you ever notice that? Yeah, you look for something on eBay, and then all of a sudden there's stores on Facebook, on Twitter, on here and there. All these ads are popping up. It's from Sentra. How can they? Well, first of all, they track There's so much illegal stuff Facebook does where they track and do all this stuff. Pardon me. But they do this. And it's kind of like Fast and Furious. If you know about it, you're in trouble. So you can't know about it, but you have to know about it because you are the one that's running the operation. Oh yeah, Fast and Furious was a gun running scandal under Barack Obama's scandalous free presidency, you know, just like Hillary Clinton's email scandal that happened under Barack Obama's scandalous free presidency. And it's amazing how the media is treating President-elect, he is the projected winner. Like it's back to the Obama days where, oh, this is so wonderful, this is so great. Oh, Joe Biden, thank you for uniting America. You're going to unite America. You know, it's just so wonderful. But they rip, and it makes no sense. The double standard that they treat people. Pardon me. But it's one of those things, folks. And they're doing these recounts, and you wonder, okay, well, if there was election fraud in the first counting, what makes you think that there's not now? I have a feeling in some of these recounts, oh, we found all these votes for Trump. It's still not enough for him to win. But hey, he got closer trying to pretend like, hey, we did a good job, Trump. You got more votes in the recount, but still not enough to win. Tough luck. Like they're going to do that. Like they're going to find ballots now all of a sudden for Trump. It's not going to be enough for him to win. It's just going to be enough to say, we just didn't find Biden ballots, we found Trump ballots too. It's just going to be rigged so that it's never enough. And I think that, because Biden, it's patriotic to be locked down. Are you kidding me? The militias that went after Governor Whitmer, yeah. That's how we got our country in the first place. The Minutemen militia took this country from England. And the problem you deal with is we have these career politicians that think they can do whatever they want to and get away with anything, and we're not going to take it anymore. See, the Republicans for too long have been Gandhi instead of the bull. You know, they're milking a cow. No, they're milking a bull they think's a cow. And they're waking this up. And we're not going to... look at Arizona. 6 million new gun owners. We're not advocating violence here. But we're just tired of politicians doing one thing and saying, oh, you need to stay home. You can't do this. You can't go there. You can't have Thanksgiving. You can't do this. Governor Newsom found at a French laundry party. Wow. So I guess it's okay to have parties because Governor Newsom did. Biden's doing these things like he's the president, like he's being like, well, Dad, what, folks? I'm Joe Biden. And, dude, you're not president yet. Remember, folks, you grasshoppers, as John Schneider referred to us as. Look at how long it took. In 2000, and that was just Florida. This is involving Arizona and Georgia and Vegas and all these. And one of the Secretary of States, I think, for Georgia said that it's a felony. You cannot move here just to vote in the, because they were trying to get crap loads of Democrats to move to Georgia just so they could vote in the runoff. I think if you are not registered to vote for the November 3rd election, then how can you vote in that election? Sorry. They'll still figure out a way to get people to just move there to vote illegally. You know? Democrat Ben McAdams concedes to Burgess Owens in Utah House race. Get another seat. I mean, that's what I wonder. If this voting software, if when it's all said and done, will we pick up enough House seats to have the House also? I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. That's what no one talks about. Dems didn't flip one House seat with getting 70-some million, 78 million votes. Will this be enough to flip the House even? Fortune 500 CEOs will intervene if Biden isn't inaugurated by January 20th. Wait, so Globalist Joe needs massive corporations to do this, to do his bidding? Are you kidding me? But don't worry, because, I mean, the left is already like, why isn't President Trump already out of the White House? Okay, he's president until January 20th. Remember, it took to like into December before we knew the outcome of Florida. One state. This is multiple states. It's so fake that whistleblowers are having death threats. They're threatening to release information on where these attorneys... If I was the attorneys, I'd say, well, you know what? Release their names and information, because I'm a patriot. I'll go to their place of residency and I'll protect them. I'll stand guard. We'll get a... I guarantee you there'd be enough patriots that'd be willing to go there and protect them to make sure, okay, yeah, we'll be here. Lock and load. Yeah, 73 million people and counting did not vote for Biden, and we're not going away. You know, I'm so tired of these liberals. Sour grapes. Sour gets what it is. You lost fair and square. Okay, whatever. See, and those idiots are the ones that are never going to believe. Okay, here's the video footage. There's a high-ranking military person that's signed an affidavit that says that he was there when they developed Smartmatic. And this is what it was designed to do. Look at the algorithms and stuff and see where the vote, and be able to change votes in a way that it set, okay, if he needs 1,000 votes, it's going to do like 1,500 or 2,000, so it's, that's what this, so, and they're not back, some of these people aren't going to back down. So all of Trump's other businesses have failed. Yeah, this is hilarious. I get this because Howard Stern's like, Trump TV would fail in a year. Yeah, right. I'd watch that in a heartbeat. We are tired of the establishment media. You know, it's funny how when you watch that video that I shared where it's like all these news affiliates all across the U.S. all repeating the same narrative. Like, here's your script. Read it word for word. Well, guess what? We're tired. We're tired of seeing one thing and being told something else. We're tired of being told two people, max at Thanksgiving, you can't wear, you have to have mask gloves, hazmat suits. If more than two people live in the house, then they're going to have to do something. But then these, oh yeah, Governor Newsom caught with 5 million people at a Thanksgiving gala at his mansion. It was just made up. But when we're tired of seeing one thing and hearing something else. The American people are tired of it. Oh, you need to lock down, you need to do this, you need to do that, but then all these politicians were caught going to salons and caught doing this and putting their boat on the water and not obeying by the rules. And Dr. Fauci didn't have his mask up and he wasn't social distancing when he was at a baseball game, Washington Nationals, but oh, we're supposed to do all this stuff? You're telling us this and... But we're tired. And we're finally... how to handle people that are actually standing up. Yeah, Biden is considering teachers union leaders for education secretary. I don't want the government involved in my teaching. When I grew up, I couldn't tell you what my teachers stood for. Now you have teachers, okay, well, if you don't denounce Trump, you're going to be, I'm going to flunk you. I don't care. I'm going to flunk you. And they take and they I'd be like, and they rip off and Trump hats. And see, we never wore political stuff. No, I don't remember any kid in school having a Bill Clinton anything. I do know kids that thought he was like the hip, cool dude. It was always like, hey, Bill Clinton's the cool, hip dude. And you guessed it, folks. Bush was like the old fogey. I'm gonna, you know, this is how bad it is. This is Captain Unite America and Healing's party. The Unite people and the Unite party. Ron Perlman, I feel like Lindsey Graham is right for a bleep effing. An ASS effing. That's coming from the people that are going to unite America. The people that are calling us Nazis. The people that are not condoning this violence with Antifa and Black Lives Matter. They're the party of uniting. Because that's, see, because it doesn't matter. The people will read that on the front page of People magazine, like, oh, see, we haven't had uniting because these idiots believe that it's the Trump supporters that are doing all these woke cities and burnings and rioting and looting. But it's not us. Got about 26 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in, wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much. But it's not us. We're not the ones looting. We're the ones at the job working. Because nothing's free. I mean, I do respect there's a Biden guy that came out to the rally at the end. And I do respect, because he was respectful. We had a conversation, a bunch of us, with him. And I'm like, you know, and we can't agree on one thing. It's out of control what they spend on these elections. What did they say? Facebook made like $2 billion just on campaign ads alone? Okay. I'm in the wrong business. $2 billion on campaign ads for an election that's more than likely going to be proven that no matter who you vote for, the outcome's already given. Like Joseph Stalin said, it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes. Because that's what's going on here. No matter who you vote for, the Democrats are going to say Biden won no matter what. And we're done with it. We're tired. We're tired of this. And you got Captain Unite America and Healing. Oh, we're going to unite America. But you're not condoning any of the violence. The stuff in Portland and Washington and all across the U.S. with these looting and rioting. And in Kenosha, Wisconsin, you didn't condone any of that stuff until like 96 days in. Half of those Democratic mayors never said, Trump, okay, call in the National Guard. Because that's a state thing. You know, see, Trump does national. They do local. But they don't care. They didn't do anything to stop the riots. Trump can't call in the National Guard. He has to get the okay. Okay, you want me to stop it? Oh, the National Guard in 2 seconds. Nope, they won't do it. But then that's Trump's people. if it was really Trump's people doing it, wouldn't they want them stopped? You'd think so, but no, they're not trying. They're not condoning these. They've had 4 years to try to unite this country. They ain't done nothing. The party of slavery, segregation, and Jim Crow law says they're going to unite America. They got a guy that can't even give a speech without a teleprompter. He forgets who he is half the time, where he is, what office he's running for. But he's the guy that's going to unite America with a lady who is known for locking up people, brothers. They called her Miss Lock Up a Brother because that's what she did. Yes, she did. Look her record up. Oh, yeah, I was busting people left and right for pot when I was smoking it all the time in California. That's what's wrong. But these kids don't know this. They're not gonna, that's the number one question I have. How do you get to these people that no matter what you show them, okay, here's video. Now this is just hypothetical because I know someone's gonna take this out of context. Hypothetical. It's not real, but I can show you video footage where Barack Obama murdered someone, and they'd be like, oh, it's not real, whatever, that's fake. When you show all these videos of a guy sitting there literally just filling out ballot after ballot after ballot after ballot after ballot, oh, that's fake. Now, if I said that was, he was filling out ballots to help Trump, of course that'd be real, that same footage. That would be a fun experiment to do. Take some of these videos that show like voter fraud and say that election worker found changing ballots, filling out massive amounts of ballots for Trump. If you had the headline that this was someone doing it for Trump, bam, they'd be all over that. They'd be like, yeah, see, here it is. Here's the video footage. Oh, wow, because that's the exact same footage that I showed you two days ago. And it was Biden that he was filling the ballots out for. And you said it was fake. And now since I said it was for Trump, now you're believing it. Just like, you know, there was a county in Fox 59 in Indianapolis. And they put, you know, that they're allowing refrigeration trucks in order to, you guessed it, for all the COVID bodies to put them on. Because they have nowhere to store them all. And I looked at that photo and I'm like, there's something. That license plate looks funny. And when you look at all the comments, first of all, in Indiana, we don't have license plates in the front of our cars. And that was a New York license plate. Remember when they had all those photos where they had like supposed refrigeration trucks, semis, to put all the COVID bodies? And they were all staged and all fake? Well, that's a New York license plate, and everyone called them out. Oh, I reported it. It's not going to be taken down. I reported it as fake. I mean, I've tried to go to CNN and New York Times and all these sites and tried to do stuff, and I can't even flag them anymore. Like, it won't even allow me to flag it as fake. Can't even flag it as fake. But don't worry, they stopped the steel rallies. I'm glad they took those down. I'm glad they took those down because, you know, we want to stop violence and civil unrest with peaceful people that are finally going to start to get violent because we're tired of the BS. We're tired of the lies. We're tired of you can't do this, you can't do that, and the same person that tells you you can't do it is the one doing it. I mean, if you look at a video that was shared to me about what's in these vaccines, and what it's going to do and how it's going to manipulate our DNA. And just take the words that are on the box and stuff and what's in it and look it up. It's scary. It's scary, folks. 99%, and let me tell you something. With a 99% survival rate virus, you're still going to have close to 1 million people die. And that's with 99% survival rate. But there you go. That's what's going to happen. 99% survival rate virus. And you're still going to have close to potentially 1 million people could die. But we have so many therapies that are available. Vitamin D and zinc work. Hydroxychloroquine, there's resveratrol, I think it is. The one that Trump took too. There's a bunch of them out there. There's, what is it? Antibody therapies. Because, like, if you recovered from COVID-19, confirmed by a positive test, your plasma has antibodies that can help fight COVID. See, and that's the thing. You know, they act like, you know, every House seat that was flipped by the GOP was a minority, a woman, or a veteran. They don't know. See, that's what's funny, because people aren't buying this. I don't know why they keep using this racist crap, because so many, I guess, black people are done with it, because they're leaving the party in droves. It's crazy. It's crazy because people are waking up, and they're like, you know, they're like, how do we get? And I kind of feel like they saw this rising up and people waking up, like, we got to do something now. We got to do something. And this virus is a way, because look at all these people in Hong Kong that were standing up with American flags and look at the people in Britain that were standing up and all this stuff and the Brexit, all this stuff going on. And all of a sudden, now you'll be locked down. You have to wear a mask. It's patriotic. You will get a vaccine. It's patriotic. You will do all this stuff. It is. You want to be patriotic? Then you will do all this stuff. Trust me. We're the government. We know what's best. I'm gonna get into this really quickly, because this is where we're going. You know, like they had the Blaze Network. You have, where is it? You know, Ben Shapiro does his stuff, and I'm going to get into this really quickly, because I'm trying to find this article. The Daily Wire, they're looking at doing their own network where they have their own programming to where you can watch, like, movies and stuff, so that you don't have to be inundated with leftist propaganda. They're trying to do stuff because so many people are walking away from mainstream media. I mean, if I had a way to where I could watch Manchester United without having cable, I would get rid of cable. I watch mostly independent stuff like the Ben Shapiro Show or Rush Limbaugh or people on YouTube. We're walking away from, we don't want to hear this. I'm tired of, that's what I hate when Rush Limbaugh's on and they have Sean Hannity and they have all these shows, and in between when they have the commercial breaks, President Trump has not come up with one piece of evidence to prove that there was election fraud. He needs to leave the White House now, ABC News. Pennsylvania committed election fraud, but the case is still thrown out. Trump just needs to give up these cases. They're being put in front of liberal Democrat judges who are going to toss them out no matter what. Trump just needs to give up This is ABC News. I mean, I get to the point, like, when they have ABC, like, I just turn the radio off or switch it back to K-Love. Because I'm tired of no one's buying this crap. You know, why don't they want to have, what's so wrong with, we don't want to have, I don't want to find out that this machine was flipping votes. That I voted for Biden and it flipped it to Trump. Yeah, only in my dreams. Wouldn't you be outraged if you voted for Biden and it flipped it to Trump? Well, then why wouldn't you be outraged if I voted for Trump and it flipped it to Biden? You should be, because they're manipulating the vote. And guess what? Wait till you wake up and you're woken up. Wait here. I don't want this. I didn't vote for this. I didn't want this crap. And then when you try to vote them out, well, good luck. Good luck trying to vote them out, because in 2020, when I voted for the guy I wanted to, it flipped it to the other person. So, you know, you can vote yourself into communism, but you have to shoot your way out. And we're there. We don't have 2022. We don't have 2024. Just like I told this person, I said, just think about it like this, buddy. Just wait till they start doing stuff that you don't agree with at all. And you want to vote them out. Well, how can you if this voter system is going to switch your vote from the candidate you want to their candidate? See, this is a computer program. This is basically a computer version of Stalin that has basically said, it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes. Because no matter who you vote for, I'm going to get in. Wow, Stalin won again when no one likes him, except for the very, very high up people that are kissing his butt just because they'll be shot and killed if they don't. And I think it was like Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden, when I'm like, well, on day one, I'm going to legalize cannabis, so what? I'm not going to vote for you. How is an abortion an essential thing, but church not? This is far from over, folks. And I think the longer people are out there like, oh, Biden's president, yeah, and the more they have these... Remember when Newsweek did that Madam President and had to recall it? I think they knew something. I think they were under the understanding that the voter machines was going to do something, and it didn't. Because I've said this before, and my wife goes, this is before any of this came to light. My wife's like, did you listen to the news? I said, what? Remember how you said, like, well, you wonder if they fixed the glitch? I said, yeah. They're talking about the computer programs in Michigan where they believe there's a glitch that is flipping votes from Trump to Biden. Now, we're understanding it's not a glitch. There's not such thing as a glitch. It would be an algorithm program that would monitor the algorithms of who's getting what votes, and it would change the votes to match a certain pattern. So that, okay, it'll how much do we need to where they really can't contest a recount, and it'll add that many votes over. From what I'm understanding, Sidney Powell, they have massive evidence. And from what I'm understanding, they have, this is enough that should outrage any of you. Because, like I've said it before, and I'll say it again, listen to me very carefully. Imagine if the Dems start doing, you're a Democrat, and they start doing stuff that you don't agree with. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm not for this. I don't support this. I don't want this. Well, guess what, folks? How are you going to vote for the other guy? Because the computer is just going to flip your vote to that Democrat that you thought was so great, that now that you've... It's like those people that voted for Obama, that they got to him after they voted for him the second time, and bring all your paperwork here. And they were able to show him how he lied to him, and how the gas is more expensive, your energy is more expensive, you're paying more in tax, all this. you're not supposed to, your taxes weren't supposed to go up. You make under $250,000. Well, they went up. This went up. That went up. Your prescriptions are more. Your premium, everything's gone up, not down. And when they got to him and they realized, well, it's too late. They already voted. If we don't get past this election, folks, we're done. We're done. There is no 2022 or 20, because, okay, they'll just figure out a way to rig it next time, whether they use the same. Oh, we got another computer company to do the election. Yeah, just different. It's kind of like getting the burger from McDonald's or Burger King. It's still a burger. I mean, over the weekend, I did a turd contest, yes, to see who could produce the best looking turd. I won first place. And guess what? I was number one. But it was still a piece of crap. CNN's like, yeah, we're number one now. Just because you're number one doesn't mean you're, I mean, I produced the best looking turd, but it's still a piece of crap. That's what's going to happen. They'll get another computer program. Well, it's McDonald's and Burger King. You can get a butter burger from Culver's. That's still a burger. Still a burger. Just because you switch from this voting machine to that one doesn't mean you can't put a program in there that's going to do the same thing. It's going to flip the votes. Well, Biden's still, and that's what I think they might try to do. Yeah, it did flip votes and stuff, but not enough for Trump to win. But we're going to get a new voting system, and they'll get another voting system that's going to do the same thing, but they're going to act like they're in good faith getting rid of this one because it had this, from what I'm understanding, what Sidney Powell has, it's one vote that you can prove was illegally flipped. You should throw out every vote. Because if you can prove that that thing was flipping votes, and this is the thing, it's not what, from what she's saying, is this is designed to add votes for Biden to guarantee, it doesn't matter. If you found a billion Trump votes, it would magically, well, Biden won by 1.1 billion. It would add whatever it needed to in order to have Biden win. This is our last election, folks. If this doesn't get solved, we're done, because even if these woke leftists wake up, it'll be too late. It'll be like the people that already voted for Barack Obama. Well, your taxes went up, your gas went up, your electric went up, your medicines went up, your premium, everything he said was a lie. Well, it's too late now. He's president. Yeah, I'm glad you woke up and saw that Joe Biden's a fraud and so is Kamala Harris, but it's too late now because, you know, you thought that voting was fake. Well, no, it's not now. Well, too late, because now they're just going to rig every election. There are 73 plus million people that don't believe this is a fair, honest, and transparent election, and we're not going to back down. And then I have talked to people who feel like, well, you know, and when Biden gets in, there's going to be unrest because there's so many millions of people that are not going to unite with them. Well, I'm not going to conform to communism. Nope. Moe's Justice, I got your back, buddy. Lock and load, pal. I know someone that can, because I always wanted to get a tank. I thought it'd be cool to own a tank, you know. So you can go out into the fields, you know, like you shoot a shotgun or rifle and shoot it, you know. Maybe with like a blank or something in there. You know, not with a projectile that would hurt anything, just to shoot it, you know, with like a blank or something. Oh, they're not made to be fireable. I'm like, he goes, oh, I can fix that. I know someone that can do that. And It's not to like take over the world or anything. It's just like it'd be just like the redneck in me. Let's go shoot a tank. Let's get some military people that know what they're doing, and we'll put like a blank in there so it doesn't hurt anything, and just shoot them. That'd be fun, just to see what it's like, you know, to experience it in like a giant open field. And if I'm able to shoot and protect my liberties at the same time, hey, what the heck? But you know, I mean, you know, this is our final election, folks, because this is what's going to happen. This is what, this is what's going to happen, folks. Because just like all those woke people that realized that Obama screwed them over, well, they had already voted for him a second time. I've been talking about this for 10 minutes, but if, you know, yeah, it'll be great if they, wow, there was voter fraud. This machine did guarantee Biden would win no matter what. Well, now it's too late because now that you don't, now you realize that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are a sham and they're trying to get communism here. Too late, because now how can we guarantee any election free and fair? I mean, too late. This is what we have. And the time is now. You know, I'm not waiting for Captain Unite American Healing to do something, because they're not going to unite crap. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to heal anybody. They're going to divide this country more than they ever have. But hey, that's those two right there. Got about 60 seconds left. Thank you for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you're a part of, folks, and I hope you do, and I hope you wake up. Don't back down. We just want to know that if Biden won, it was fair and square. And getting 78 plus million votes and not flipping one House seat, yeah, that 2 and 2 ain't equaling 4. And we just want answers, and it's amazing how the Dems want to keep us from finding answers. And then when they have progressive liberal judges that smack down lawsuits, no matter what, it's just sickening. And with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.